Module 7, Stress Management. How can you be mentally resilient if you are physically worn out? You can't. Good habits outside of the workplace will affect your ability to manage stress in the workplace, which will in turn help with resilience. Exercise. You either love it or hate it. I'm talking about exercising. For those of you who hate it, exercise is that dreaded thing that we avoid at all costs. For people who love it, it's a euphoric experience that makes you feel good and look good. Loving exercise can be learned. Once you start, it has an addictive property. It makes you feel physically and mentally better. It may take a while to get to this point, but if you commit to exercising, this can be you. Ways to stay motivated to exercise on a regular basis. Change your perspective on exercise. Set a goal. Create a regular workout time. Make it fun and include variety. Benefits of exercising. Fitness. Feeling of well-being. Sleeping better. Feeling alert. Being relaxed. Weight management. Appearance. Balanced diet. You can exercise as much as you want, but you truly will not be a healthy person without eating well. Eating well is what gives us energy throughout the day and keeps our minds and bodies functioning properly. How many calories you should consume each day is dependent on your sex, age, and activity level. This can be determined by a doctor if needed. Whenever you can, try to eat healthy. Make healthy food decisions and remember that the better you eat, the better you will feel. A healthy diet will include protein, fish, meat, eggs, nuts, and beans. Fat, dairy products, nuts, and oils. Vitamins, vitamin A, B, C, D, E, and K. Minerals, calcium, potassium, and iron. Water. Also, it is important to set yourself up for success. Make it easy on yourself to follow a healthy diet. Ways to do this include prepare your own meals, make the right changes, simplify your meals, read product labels, drink lots of water, focus on how you feel after eating certain foods. Sleep. Sleep. It is the thing we all wish we had more of. Sleep is so incredibly important to our health. Getting proper sleep keeps us mentally aware and physically healthy. As an adult, 7 to 9 hours is considered the ideal amount of sleep. This may seem impossible to some, but if you put in the effort, you can accomplish this. Sleep provides the body with so many benefits. It is not something that should be skimped on. Consequences of not enough sleep. Memory problems. Depression. Weakened immune system. Increase in perception of pain. Increased risk of chronic diseases. Habits to improve your sleep health. Be consistent going to bed the same time each night. Be consistent eating at the same time each morning. Keep the bedroom quiet and dark. Avoid large meals and caffeine before going to bed. Exercise. Work under pressure. An important aspect of taking your health into your own hands is working at your own pace. You never want to go straight in and overwork yourself. It will only cause you to become exhausted and discouraged. Working too slow, on the other hand, can leave you with minimal results. It is important to find a place that fits your body and your needs. This can be done by trial and error, and learning what is the correct pace for you. Once you find that pace, increase it gradually. No need to go from 0 to 100, but once your body becomes content with a routine, it is time to move forward. Case study. Andy and Casey work together and hold the same position. The job is not too overwhelming, and both of them have been doing it for years. Andy has been complaining to Casey about being tired and having no energy lately. Andy said he knew it was not from the job, because nothing has changed there. Casey asked Andy about exercise. She wanted to know if he exercises regularly and eats healthy. Andy mentioned that he has not exercised in a long time, and his diet has not been so good lately. She immediately said that bad exercise and diet routines can lead to tiredness and lack of energy. She suggested that Andy take daily vitamins, Overhaul his diet to include minerals, protein, and more water, and exercise at least 15 minutes daily. Andy took her up on her suggestion, and within a few weeks, Andy looked better, felt better, and had a better mental state.